Yes, right here again. Okay, yeah, episode 138. Okay, just trying to put the microphone in the correct place. And yes, by the way, I've tried out actually the new salsa dance at UBC. I'm not sure if it's on every Friday or it's on I don't know. If it's on every Friday or it's on once a month or who knows? I mean, I'm just getting out my playlist and to tell you the truth, I'm just getting out my play sheet as well. And by the way, I should be starting my stuff right now. Here is Push Pull by Purity Ring. Yes, and it's hard to know what you can do on either side, is it? Sometimes on the door. That song sounded a little bit poppy, but it's not too mainstream. Yes, Push Pull by Purity Ring. Sorry, I forgot to announce one thing. I was just checking the radio out there, and I don't know what was happening. It just wasn't working or whatever. And by the way, hang on. I forgot to announce you were listening to CITR Radio on broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Yes, I forgot to announce that. And now here we're going to some Caribbean stuff. It's called Rasta Chick by Explainer.
suddenly dig. You're looking at someone's eyes and suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fig. When out of the clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite him in without a second look. You're up in an aeroplane or dining at Sardi's or lying at Malibu alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand. Destined lover you discover in a frightening flash. So keep your heart awake both night and day, because a meeting may be fleeting as a lightning flash, and you don't wanna let it slip away. You're watching the sun come up or counting your money, or else in a dim cafe you're ordering wine. And suddenly there he is, and what to be where he is. And this could be the start of something. This could be the heart of something.
That was This Could Be the Start of Something Big by Jenny Smith, Jenny with an IE, on the Steve Allen Show, apparently it was played on. And, yes, and by the way, actually, I think I'm going to go on to, I'm going to play an ad in PSA, and then I'll go on to my next song, which is called Wear Me Away by White Poppy. Sometimes I do feel like I get worn away. I mean, this isn't the start of something big. Well, it's getting there. I mean, and sometimes I do get worn away with things. And okay, here's the ad and PSA and then comes on the next song called "Wear Me Away" by White Poppy.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
Celebrate the Year of the Monkey at the largest Lunar New Year event in UBC history. The UBC Centennial Lunar New Year Festival takes place February 5th from 12 to 5 at the Nest. Celebrate at this free event with food, games, arts and crafts, music, and dance performances for people of all ages. Learn more at diversity.ubc.ca.
Yeah, that was Wear Me Away by White Poppy. Yes, and by the way, actually now, I do have a story to tell about this Bowie song, David Bowie song. It's called I Wish You Would, which is the next one. And, I also did have a request from last week, but I forget what it is. And this is actually also a request. This song, it was originally done in 1955 by Chicago blues artist Billy Boy Arnold. And it was covered by Pretty Things in England in the 60s. The Pretty Things. And Bowie covered it on his album Pinups in 1973. So this is the third version of that song that that I'll be playing. And I'll perhaps be playing the other two pretty soon. Here it is. Oh, it's I Wish You Would by David Bowie, just in case you forgot.
Oh,
Was Babyface by Jan Garber. Yeah, dating all the way back to 1926. Yes. Oh, it's good to have a baby face sometimes, and it's sometimes it's good not to, and sometimes you don't want it. And now here we're going to a song called Give Me All of You by Olive Klein and Reynold Werneth. Yes, we're in Wrath, actually. And the song is called Give Me All of You, going back to 1916 now.
A prince am I in the realm of the soul, for the snow and I come from afar, with that time with the speed of my stay, rushing those who would stand in my way, dashing on in my glittering ship, nearer to you with each crack of the whip. There are none who can value its worth. Jewels rare in a palace of gold. Gems of art that an empress might hold. For
where the mountain meets the valley, where the river meets the sea, I will run. Where the fields begin to flower, and the rain waters the seeds, I will run. And time is not your friend, you will see. For all that's young shall end eventually. When the winter rains have fallen and the river beds will swell, I will run. And when all that you have hoped for and all that you have loved comes undone, and when faith in what you see is not enough, don't say that you believe, do not know.
Alright, that was Where the Mountain Meets the Valley by Joshua Hyslop. Yes, alright, as I almost missed it. Alright, and I almost got late for talking on the air. So by the way, yes, Where the Mountain Meets the Valley. It always does, doesn't it? Not always, but almost always. And here is Mojo Hannah, going to some blues now. Mojo Hannah by Tammy Lynn. Thank you.
Portland-based psych band and a group of indie rockers from Baltimore have in common? Two of the most lauded albums of 2015. Don't miss Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Lower Dens playing Thursday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9, and this event is 19+. Tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Right, yes, that was Outside by Tops. Mm-hmm, like they're talking about shadows and streetlights. Mm-hmm, yes, and before that was, yes, Mojo Hanna by Tammy Lynn. And now we're going back, now we're going to some country. It's called I'm So Afraid of Losing You Again by Connie Smith.
Sometimes I want to throw my arms around you, then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you, and I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. So afraid of losing you again. If heaven were to hear my heart's confession, oh, warning you would be sin. But I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, oh, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Yes, I'm so afraid of losing you again.
That's as if that was If You Ask How I'm Keeping by Casey and Clayton. If You Ask How I'm Keeping right now, a little on and off, all over the place. Here's a song called Another Lie by Greylands, and I did not tell you a lie right there.
Yeah. was on the track in a righteous groove, but I fell way back, made a foolish move. I overplayed my hand. Now I understand I should have quit when I was ahead. Instead of half a loaf, I'm left with just a crust. Much to your delight and much to my disgust, you got me on the run because I jumped the gun. I should have quit when I was ahead. I thought you gave me the green light. Too bad I'm colorblind. Now I'm beginning to see right, 'cause you're out of my life, but you're on my mind. So baby, now I know I'll use a new technique. Instead of acting bold, I'll just be mild and neat. I'll take the cautious way, and I'll never have to say I should have quit when I was ahead. What you do? Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. Sound like a gang of us should have quit when we was ahead. I was a bit too ambitious. Wish that I'd been more suspicious when the moment had come to apply the brakes. It's a funny thing, but I never knew what a little touch of self-restraint could do. But honey, from today, I'll never have to say I should have quit when I was ahead. I should have quit when I was ahead. Oh, but I should.
That was I Should Have Quit When I Was Ahead by Ethel Waters. Yeah. Well, like, sometimes I think I should be doing that. Like, I should have quit when I was ahead. Oh, yeah. Now here is, Here's a song by the Boswell Sisters and the Dorsey Brothers. It's called I Thank You, Mr. Moon. I think I'm signing off for the Permanent Rain Radio. I might be playing one more song if it's not ready. By the way, it's just, oh, this one first.
No use hiding from you, Mr. Moon. You see everything. Why try hiding from you, Mr. Moon, when it's joy you bring? From your home way up above, you know how to start the game of love. Most every night you shine so bright. You know that lovers need your life. I thank you, Mr. Moon. You take to heart, you tie them tight. If love goes wrong, you make it right. I thank you, Mr. Moon. You're the one that keeps the world caressing. Every beam is like a heaven's blessing. Tonight, my night, my one big chance. Please help me out and in advance. I thank you, Mr. Moon. you're the one that